We're pleased to be joined here with Superintendent of Schools here at halftime, Mr. Jamie Rumford. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great, Adam. How are you?
Doing great. It's turned out to be a pretty nice evening, and what a crowd here on hand, kind of cresting the new stadium.
Yep, it's a great night. I'm going to guess we've got more than our seating capacity. The patio is full. The bleachers are full. We've got people all over the place. So it's been a great night for opening this place up, and man, everything just looks great.
It was something that was kind of brainstormed, and then it kind of grew to fruition with architects and stuff even before your bond election last November, and then it got passed. It was a close margin, but I think after the building here, this is the first phase with the new concession stand, restrooms, ticket booth, parking lots, new stadium, new lights, you name it. You have to think that everybody's in kind of the shock and awe moment right now.
Yep, I'd say so. You know, the old bleachers that we had served us very well over the years, and we did what we could to try to improve them and make them better, but we just found out that there was not going to be much we could do, and putting this all together is really come together just exactly how we want to. There's a little more work, and I think we'll see some different things over the years, maybe some color with some flags and some banners and those kinds of things, but it's just going to get better every year, every week that we have it.
To think about where it was here and looking on drawing and looking at it prospect, it was going to look pretty nice anyway, you knew it. I know just kind of seeing you when we first showed up here about 5:30 tonight, I could tell you were even just stunned at how wonderful everything looks around here, and really the first time for the game time experience.
Absolutely, and you know, you talked about the architects and construction managers. We also got to give a lot of credit to our maintenance staff. They got the grass in great shape. They've done the cleaning up and all the final touches, painting the field, and it looks incredible. I was actually showing a cohort from a different district our stands, and there's a little bit of the field in the background. Just the other day, I was showing him a picture of that, and he thought we had turf. He thought the grass looked so nice. He thought it was a turf field, but they did a great job, and we've got an incredible staff to help us out with this.
Kind of mentioned about the lights as well, and the lights now on display really for a lot of the public for the first time, and they're going to notice a big difference with how the field looks here, and you can actually see the entire field with the bright as it is.
Yeah, it really is. We had a little test night in the middle, toward the end of the summer, I guess it was, but we could not believe how bright it was, and to see the kids. I'd like to hear from the boys and see if they're able to see the ball better and see the plays better and that kind of stuff. But you can definitely tell a difference from last year.
What are some other people that you've talked to now coming into the stadium here tonight saying about this new facility?
The comments are about just being clean. You know, there's a lot of dust kicking up in the old setup we had, a lot of dust and dead grass, and the restroom facility wasn't very good shape. And no matter how hard we tried to repair that and fix that, it just seemed like it got worse every game with use. Our concession stand people and booster club people are talking about being able to see the game while they're working in the behind the counter. So I think that's really neat to keep everybody involved, no matter if they're doing a service or, you know, wanting to come and watch a game. So a lot of positive comments, and I sure appreciate that from folks.
You're pretty much all but done here with this phase of it. Now starting on your second phase, it's going to be your biggest project here for the bond issue there, and people have probably already seen the huge mound of dirt there, digging in for that where the gym's going to be there, and for the middle school classrooms and the remodeling there, and that's kind of moving at a pretty good pace already.
It is. It really looks good. It's hard to believe that we're on pace for playing volleyball in there next fall. That's kind of the goal and the plan, and everything looks like it's falling into place right now. I guess a lot can happen between now and then, but it's really exciting. The shape of the hole kind of shows you where we're going to be. It was fun kind of envisioning that while it was before they did any work, and now that you're seeing it, it's even better.
Of course, over there next year as well, you'll have the new gymnasium, have classrooms for 6, 7, and 8 grades over there as well, and then also new tennis courts there in the future, and I know that's pretty exciting as well for everybody involved over there.
Yeah, it's really going to make that place look good. It's been tough to keep that ground up without any, you know, we don't water it, and it wouldn't make any sense to water it, so it's just kind of dry grass and dusty, and so to fill it in is going to be really nice for us.
Superintendent of Schools here, Jamie Rumford, joining us here at halftime tonight. Just an outstanding job by everybody involved, the construction crew, to everybody and everybody that voted for this. We really appreciate it. It's fun to call a game here in the new amenities here. And thanks again, as always, for joining me here at halftime.
Absolutely. Adam, thanks for all you do. You guys do a great job up here. Appreciate it.